It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys, that U.S. podcast. I'm here in the studio with Scott.
Hello, everybody.
And the past couple of weeks have been really newsworthy around here. There's been a lot of DirecTV channel launches. DirecTV has launched BioTV and also a bunch of regional sports networks, including New York's regional sports networks, the ones that were not left on the satellite.
Yes, MSG HD is finally on DirecTV. They've had the logo up now for a couple months, and people have been saying DirecTV's been doing a lot of false advertising, but it finally is here. You have your New York sports in high definition on DirecTV.
I know a lot of people are excited because they're finally going to be able to see the Oilers in HD. I'm not sure which channel that is on because it seems like New York has three or four different sports networks.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
yep, they got that. They got Sportsnet New York. They've got Yes Network. They got the Mets channel there. I can't remember the name of it. SNY. So that's like four of them for New York right there.
Right, and I believe they're the only market that has four sports network channels like that, whereas like my market, Chicago, only has Comcast Sportsnet.
Mm-hmm. And then they also, the Biography HD launched, and it's currently only on DirecTV as far as I know, which seems to be a decent channel, although they are stretching, I hear.
Right. And keep an eye on some of the launches that were earlier in the year. A lot of these channels are now going to HD with the exception of the Viacom channels. I noticed there was a couple of users that noticed some of the other channels were starting to display HD content that previously was not.
That's good. It's good to see that HD is coming. The other day I wrote in my multi-channel news article that I think it's finally time to say that 2007 was the year of HD. It's the year that it's finally all come together, and it's really nice to see, especially being a long-time, you know, HD fanatic. It's good to see that it's becoming accepted and becoming common in the American household.
Right. And that's kind of the thing with that's been going on between HDNet and DirecTV.
Well, DirecTV and the whole fight between HDNet there, I was always in Mark Cuban's corner on that one, because here was a channel that was one of the original core channels on DirecTV that's been part of the basic HD package since DirecTV had HD. And for them just to take it and throw it up in another package that costs you $5 more a month, it seemed to me like they were just trying to kill off HDNet. Like, hey, we don't need you guys anymore. If people still want you, they can pay for you, but they got to get this package. And it didn't really seem right to one of the channels that carried them through all these years.
Yeah, and I really didn't like it either as a HDNet customer, because there is a lot of good programming on HDNet, like NHL on HDNet, NASA on HDNet. And I loved HDNet movies because the fact that you do get those early theater premieres where the movie will display on HDNet movies before you could see it in theaters.
Well, I think the settlement works pretty good, even though the HDNet movies is in the $5 a month package. If you're one of the people who likes those movies, and it is exclusive content, it is worth paying the extra $5 a month. But for some people, they don't watch movies, so why should they pay for it? So it works out all around. If you love HDNet, you're going to continue getting it. And if you watch the HDNet movies because you like the movies that they show on there, then it's worth paying the extra money for.
Right. And more this year, you're going to see more and more programming coming to HD. I know WWE was looking at starting HD sometime in 2008.
Yep. In fact, they just filmed the SmackDown opening for, not UPN anymore, but whatever the name of the network is. They just filmed the HD opening for that a couple weeks ago. They keep changing the name of it. It's the network with SmackDown on Friday night.
I know here in Chicago it's on WGN, which is the CW. That's what it is.
CW, yes.
And I really look forward to that. I've not watched wrestling in forever, and I won't watch it until that first show in high def, and then maybe I'll get hooked again. You never know.
Yeah, one of the interesting things, and I know some free-to-air people get upset at me for saying this, but occasionally, and I'm saying this, occasionally you can catch a wild feed of WWE Raw on the free-to-air system. And What kind of interesting about it is, if you watch USA Network, you notice how lousy Raw looks sometimes. Believe it or not, it's being sent by the WWE that way. So when they go to HD, it's going to be a really vast improvement, because the signal that USA Network is getting from WWE at the moment isn't really the greatest signal out there.
No, it isn't. But let's go ahead and change gears. So I understand the sleeping monster may have woken up over at Dish Network.
Yeah, surprise on the Uplink report on Wednesday. DigiBlur reported that Dish Network has put in the lineup USA HD and Sci-Fi HD. And as soon as he reported that, I got some information from contacts, some of my contacts, saying that they were looking to launch it on Friday. Friday rolled around, and about 3:30 in the afternoon, I was notified that there's some technical problems there, and it wouldn't be launching on Friday, but they're hoping to get it up by this coming Wednesday. So is it going to happen this Wednesday or not? I couldn't tell you, but the big clue that's going to clue people in here is Monday night's Charlie Chat. So I have a feeling Charlie wants to have a nice announcement for the holidays, and Sci-Fi HD and USA HD may be Dish Network's little present for us for the holiday season.
And it kind of makes way too much sense, being the fact that, you know, everyone's buying these HDTVs for the holiday season, especially with the upcoming Super Bowl in February. Why not go ahead and launch some new channels, so that way they can be like, hey, we got these new channels, you know, this is something to display off new content.
And one of the things I really like about where they put USA and Sci-Fi, they put them on the 110 satellite so that our friends in Hawaii and Alaska can also enjoy the content, because they get screwed out of a lot of the HD content that we enjoy here in the mainland. They only see like 5 or 6 channels, and now they'll have these 2 additional channels available to them.
And the really cool thing about USA and Sci-Fi, I have it on DirecTV, they do broadcast a lot of HD on both of those channels.
Yeah, I was really surprised when USA came online. I was kind of doubting it and saying this is going to be a waste of space until they get some HD content. And the first day I watched it, they had like 4 or 5 hours of HD, true HD content, and I was really, really impressed. It surprised me.
With Sci-Fi, I know every time I turn to it anymore, it seems like they're always showing something in HD. If it's not HD, it's definitely letterboxed, so it's not stretched out like stretched out SD is on other channels.
Yeah, and Sci-Fi HD seems to be the most requested channel right now on satellite, guys. So when that comes, a lot of Dish Network customers are going to be happy. Of course, when that happens, they're going to be requesting the next channel they want, and they're going to be, you know, moaning the blues till they get that channel. But I think it's going to happen sooner or later. Just, you know, Dish has had a bad spell right now because of the rocket problems. But, you know, they're on schedule to be launched again. And as long as nothing happens, they should get their satellite up within the next couple months.
And it really does seem Dish has just had this horrible luck with these channel launches because of the fact that they've been set back by this rocket explosion on whoever their provider is. I can't remember the exact name.
I think they're launching from Kazakhstan or something
right.
Like that.
And they've just had
they got Borat launching off the rockets over there.
They've just had this horrible luck. If they would have...
Hello, sexy rocket time!
If they would have been on time, they would have already had these satellites up in the air and probably launched 50 or 60 channels in HD.
Yep, and that was what the plan was, so... You know, good things come to those who wait, I guess. And if you need HD now, you know, DirecTV's there. And if you want to wait and already have Dish Network, have all the equipment, it's coming. It's just going to take a little while longer than they hoped.
Right. And we'll know more information at this time next month as the Consumer Electronics Show is kicking off. So.
Yeah, and Satellite Guys Pub members this week got a little sneak preview of some of the new equipment coming from Dish Network that will probably be launched at announced at CES. The pub members got to see the new 211K, which is basically the same as a regular 211, but it's a smaller box. The size of the unit is a lot smaller, and it's in a black case, and that's really the only big difference between that and the regular 211. But it's showing that the Dish is getting better making their equipment, that the chipset sizes are getting smaller, and that they can produce them in smaller boxes so they don't have to take up all the room in your entertainment center. It's really a nice move forward.
Yeah, it seems like black is the new silver for 2008.
Oh, speaking of the new thing for 2008, there's something that I wrote about last week in Multichannel News that kind of concerns me, and it regards HDCP. Dish Network has been instructing its installers to hook up all receivers to HDTVs using HDMI. And they say that in 2008, some content providers may require them to enable HDCP. That means if you have an older HD TV that has only component video inputs into it, or an older TV that has DVI that does not support HDCP, those TVs that are enjoying full resolution HD currently, pretty soon on some channels and some programming, that look that they've seen, that the high quality content is going to be down-resed again. So it's really a step backwards, but it's not anything that Dish Network is doing. It's not anything DirecTV is doing. It's being requested by the content providers themselves. But it concerns me because I don't want to see it happen. Someone who bought an HD TV, 2 years ago should be able to enjoy HD on that TV just as they are today. I don't really like that going forward, that they can just push a button and render everybody's HD TV who has an older HD TV kind of useless.
I see there being a lot of possible lawsuits with content providers over this for the simple fact that the customers who bought these TVs were promised at the time that that was the wave of the future and that they're going to be able to. And the question is what kind of resolution will the customer be getting in the end? What will be this analog HD resolution?
From what I'm hearing, it's going to be around 480p. Why have an HD set if you're going to be watching, a little bit better than what your old NTSC set was? It doesn't make any sense for me. So if there's lawsuits that pop out of this, I do hope that people do stand up for each other. And for the common good of all HD owners out there, they come together and prevent them from implementing this HDCP.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. And this is bad news. And the way the writer's strike going, I don't think they're going to have any new content to use this feature on anyhow.
Well, come on, Deal or No Deal, 7 nights a week with Howie Mandel. You can pirate it and put it on the internet, and everybody's going to want to download it. Can't you see the future?
Yeah, I know. And there was some show that had a choir competition.
Yeah, they're running out of ideas, and hopefully that strike is settled soon, because I don't like seeing anybody not working during the holiday season. Everybody needs their money, and this is the worst time of year to go on strike. And it's not only affecting, those folks who are on strike, but the people at home watching on TV don't have anything to watch. That's getting pretty bad.
Yeah, well, with that said, it's Monday here at Satellite Guys, and it's Santa time.
Yep, tonight's the big night, the big holiday party tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific. If you're listening to this podcast and it's Monday and you're planning on being in the chat, please, please, please use the link on the homepage to make sure that you can get into the chat tonight. Because when the chat starts up, I can't provide you support on how to get into the chat. You need to make sure your computer is fully set and ready to go, so when it's chat time, you can get right in the chat and enjoy it and hopefully win a great prize from Satellite Guys.
I know I'm planning on going in there at least a good 3 to 4 hours early, so I make sure I get my spot in there.
I'm kind of worried because we got so many entries for the prizes that we pay a chat service to host us. I'm just hoping that their servers can handle the load.
And if you're listening, it's after Monday. Well, congratulations if you won a prize.
Yep, we give away some really great prizes. A Wii, Xbox 360, a PlayStation 3, a couple HD DVD players, a couple copies of Rock Band, a Slingbox, all kinds of stuff. But if you're listening on Monday, that's the stuff you could win. But unfortunately, too late to enter the win. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the music, Scott. You got anything else for us this week?
No, hopefully I'll see everybody in tonight's holiday party chat. I hope you guys enjoy the look of Satellite Guys today. We put it in holiday mode. And any feedback you have for us, please call the podcasting hotline. We want to hear from you.
And thank you for joining us here on the Satellite Guys .us podcast. We'll catch you in another episode.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.